Let's start off the show by going to the KODY phone lines as we have Becky Manning joining us with Community Connections. Becky, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Thank you for taking time for us. I appreciate you taking some time for us here on KODY this morning, and I always appreciate the good news that the folks at Community Connections have to share with us locally.
Yes, well, thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Now, Becky, for folks that haven't heard you on the air before, can you tell us your official title with Community Connections?
Okay, I'm the Assets Teams Coordinator, and a lot of people, you know, they question what are assets. It has nothing to do with finances. It has to do, so probably, I should probably start with explaining what are the 40 developmental assets.
Sure, yes.
And this program is based on research that was done by the Search Institute in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they've been surveying young people across the nation since, I think, the mid-1980s. And from that research, and they came up with, they narrowed it down to 40 positive supports and strengths that young people need to be successful. And so part of those focus on relationships and opportunities that they need from their families, schools, and communities to help them be successful. And the others, the remaining assets, focus on what they have within them that helps them succeed, and encouraging and nurturing that those positive qualities that help them be successful, like being committed to learning and wanting to resolve conflict with others, that kind of thing. So I guess in a nutshell, we try to help young people just to be their best selves.
Okay.
And identify others in their lives that can help them become that.
Okay.
And focus on ways to deal with situations that come up in their lives that to have the most positive outcome that they possibly can. And so what I do then is I, of course, was able to meet with students in the school, and I want to give a shout out to the North Platte Public Schools because I really appreciate the support they've given, and they really like having the program in the school. And, of course, we can't do that right now because of the COVID-19 situation. But in a normal year, I would meet with the students during their lunch periods and have a lesson, you know, focusing on one of those topics that maybe, you know, for instance, it might be on role models and how do they, you know, identify role models in their lives, and then have a hands-on activity and do that throughout the school year. And I'm not able to meet with all the students. It's typically probably 8 to 10 students for 3 or 4 different lunch periods, depending on which middle school. So, you know, it's reaching as many students as we can for the time that we're given. This year, starting last spring, we started meeting remotely when the students had to go home and stay home from school. So
sure.
The meetings were remotely through Zoom, and I had a consistent group of students that kept meeting every week
at
the end of the school year. And so that's how we will begin again this year, is on Zoom. And there are a couple advantages, actually, to doing that. It's not ideal to meet that way. It's, you know, I prefer in-person interaction. But this way, we may have a little more time to spend talking about how do you deal with different situations, and then the students will have time to actually see each other on Zoom, too, and I can give them time to, you know, interact with each other, and we don't always have that time since we're, you know, just limited on during the lunch period.
Sure.
They have to leave, you know, when the bell rings.
Yep.
So we won't
get back to class
telling us when we have to stop, so it'll be probably an after-school program this year.
Okay.
And we, I and my coworkers were able to meet with the school, with one of the middle schools, and we still need to meet with Adams. And they're very encouraging, very supportive, and want us to continue our programs any way that is possible to
sure.
do that. So, again, really appreciate that support.
Absolutely.
And, so as far as, you know, for my program, I'm not going to try to meet in person at this time. That may change, but we just kind of have to go with what, you know, the guidelines are. We'll go with the school's guidelines
mm-hmm.
as to what as to what is the best way to go forward.
Sure.
So, do you have any questions about any of that?
Well, if folks want to get additional information about the program, Becky, what's the best way for them to contact you or a member of the Community Connections team to learn more?
Well, my number, if someone wants to call and ask me, is 696-3357, and that is the office number. And I have been working from the office. And the other thing I guess I should mention is the way that we will contact students is through the school.
Okay.
When we had a meeting with the Madison principal, she is very willing to help get the word out to students. So we'll do a recruitment through the school. The school
awesome.
Will hand out a welcome letter and an application form. We just need basic information. And I would need, since it will be on Zoom, I would need, you know, email addresses to be able to contact
okay.
students and get them the information. But anyone hearing this that's interested and would like their child to participate in that can certainly call me. Again, it's 696-3357. And if they are interested in other programs, too, I can refer them to the other programs. You can also find us on, we have a website, which is communityconnectionslc.org.
All right.
And that, there's an overview of all the programs there. We're also on Facebook.
Uh-huh. And you guys are extremely active on that Facebook page as well, we know. So that's the best way I would recommend for folks to just keep up to date casually with what's going on with Community Connections, including the program you've talked about this morning, Becky.
Yes. There's a number of ways to reach us. So on the website, if you go under the contact, everybody's contact information is there, including my email. So people can email me also if they'd rather do that instead of calling.
Awesome.
So, but yes, I would take referrals from parents. Other members of the community, if they know someone who they feel would benefit from the program. Another beneficial thing, actually, of meeting by Zoom is in the class, the in-person, we try to keep it kind of limited because of the short time that we had.
Mm-hmm.
It would be possible to have more students in a class at a time doing it through the Zoom format. So I'm not going to say it's only 8 or 10 students. It could be whatever number of students that want to be involved.
Okay, awesome.
And of course, we can't do hands-on activities at this time. But
unfortunately,
coming up with a completely different format. I think it'll be enjoyable. It's based on a series of books called Middle School Confidential. I'll be able to email that information out to the students ahead of time so they can kind of look at it. And some of it's written in a comic book format that's it's enjoyable and it really engages the students. And it'll talk about things that just come up in their lives, just in a casual way. The books themselves focus on a group of middle school students and how they're dealing with different things that happen. But in an amusing and, a way that's helps them realize, there's more than one way to handle a situation. So that's pretty much what we'll do. I'll probably have, if there's a way to have some interactive, games, or I'll work on getting some of that. Also, another thing I have access to are a lot of videos that focus on positive values, and there's some anti-bullying videos I've found that are good, videos that show ways to resist, temptations like that we know young people face,
mm-hmm.
and how to stay focused on goals and achieving your dreams. So we'll focus on that, too, and watch some videos.
Awesome. Well, Becky, we appreciate the time here talking to us about Community Connections and the great programs you guys have available. And tough time to be in the business, but you guys roll with the punches, it sounds like, and you'll be rolling out the services as much as possible during this challenging time.
Yes, we will. And again, so either contact me or or through the either middle school. If you have a student that you would like to have referred to the program, I'd love to have them join us. That'd be great.
Awesome. Well, Becky, we appreciate the time this morning. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Same to you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, Becky Manning joining us with Community Connections, giving us our monthly update on all things Community Connections.